You holding up Munches. Yeah, we learned the Mishnah last time, or just the list. Yeah, start from the Gemara. So the Gemara, Minohan Emili. Is how do we know this Yisai, the what, that you use the string of 50 Yamis to count the Trum? Omar Rav Yehudu Omar Rav, Yehudu Omar Rav says, the Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, Oirech HaChotzer Neyer B'yama. The length of the Chotzer HaMishkan, was 100 Amis wide, 100 Amis long. V'roichev chamishim b'chamishim, and it was wide 50 by 50. Yeah, so the lashon of chamishim b'chamishim we dashin omra Torah. The Torah says v'chevel shel chamishim ama modud. Measure a tchum by a string of 50 yams. Yeah, for the Gemara, ha'mi boyle lito chamishim v'lisovev chamishim. From this pasuk we dashin before the shear of a karfeif, which is 70 Amis. In other words, the Pasuk says, Chamishim b'chamishim. What's this lashon of 50 by 50? We say, take a place of 50 by 50 Amis, and then another place of 50 by 50, and put it around the first 50 by 50 Amis. So if you put 50 by 50 around 50 by 50, it comes out to be 70 by 70 Amis. So that was the shear of a karfif always, and we said it's 70 Amis. So how could you tell me now from Chamishim b'chamishim, we're dashing to measure things with a string of 50 Amis? We learn that a different drasha from this pasuk. We learn now that there's a din of a karfif. After Gemara, im kein lei makro chamishim chamishim. Let the Torah just say like a double lashon of chamishim. He used 50 two times. In other words, he used 50 around 50. My chamishim v'chamishim. What's the lashon of 50 with 50? Shamat minah tartif. Here we learn out two things. That first of all, there's an inyan to make a shear of 70 by 70 yamis. That's called chamishim in chamishim. And secondly, there's a shear to measure other tchumim, to measure measurements with a string of 50 yamis long. Vayda the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, loy pochus v'lo yoser. You can't use the string shorter than 50, and you can't make it longer than 50. So the Gemara tono, loy pochus mifnei shemarbe. You can't make it shorter because you're making it too long. What does that mean? Rashi mifnei shemarba kishachevel kotzer, when the string is short, yocho lemoitchoi, you could pull it. Umara chamid, you could like pull the string tight and stretch the string. The Torah says the chevel shanun yumdun. Therefore, measure it with a string 50 yamas long. 50 yamas, you can't stretch it so much. So that's why you can't make it shorter. Today, you should not make the medida longer than it should be. You can't use a string more than 50 Amis, because then you'll make the tchum shorter. You won't measure good enough. So Rashi said, because the weight of the string itself in between makes it like slope downwards. You're not going to get a full measurement. You can't stretch it out all the way. The middle is going to seep down. So therefore, 50 Amis, that's the perfect measurement to get exactly 50 yams. Omer Abasi, Ein moidedin ela bechevel shel afaskimo. You only use a string made up from afaskimo. Fred Gemara, my afaskimo, what does that mean? Omer Rababa, nagilo. It means a string made from nagilo. Fred Gemara, my nagilo, what does nagilo mean? Omer Rab Yaakov, diklo dechad navram. That means a decal of palm tree. The Chad Navra, Rashi says, Navra means a sieve. Shagodal umizgalgal sobev hadekel. That's like the bottom bark that grows around the palm tree. And in that bark, if you pull off the bark, there are like fibers inside there. And from those fibers, you make the string. Ikad the army, some say, my afas kima. What does afas kima mean? Rabbi Abba Omer Nagila. Rabbi Abba was the one that said it means Nagila. Rabbi Yaakov said, it means diklo dechad navram. It's these fibers that you find inside the palm tree by the bottom bark. That's what you make the string out of. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Ein lecho sheyopole medida yoyse mishal sheles shel barzel. Really, the best thing to use to measure the tchum should be an iron chain. Use an iron chain, that's the best way to measure. Avomana said, but what can we do? Shrayom Ritoira, the Torah says, a pasuk in Zechariah, uviyodai chevel midah. In his hand he had the string of measuring. So it's a raya, what do we measure with? With a chevel, with a string, and not with an iron chain. Rashi, Luviyadu ish. It's next pasuk, right? For the Mar Spiro of Oksir, by the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Luviyadu ish kono hamida, the man had in his hand the reed that he measured with. A kono. Mashman, you don't use a string, you use a kono. And the Gemara Ruhulu Teroi, that's talking about measuring the gates. Rashi says, if you want to measure the width of the gates, for that you could use a kona, a reed. When you want to measure the tchum, then you're supposed to use a string. There are three different types of strings that have three different dinim to it. Shel megag, that means on the side it says kamin gemi, min gami, which means a type of a reed. That's one type of a string. Shel noitzer, that's what we had before, that's a type of a string that comes from the fibers of the dekel tree. And the shel pishtin, third type is made out of pishtin, made out of flax. So the Gemara is shel megag lepora. They use that type of a string to tie up the pora duma. The Tanan we learned, called tuhum v'chevel hamagoig. They used to tie it down with a string of magoig. V'nosnuhu al gabi marchoso. They put it on top of the marocha when they started to burn it. And so Rashi says, why did they use this? Rashi says, sheinu mekabelus tuma. Sheikol maise pora betayra. The pora duma, they did things not to metamit. So therefore, they used a string that's not mekabel tuma. So the Tosis says, the third Tosis, b'chevel hamagoig. Even though really no strings are makabel tuma, it only gets a shame vegan if it's woven. Tavi vorig, and here string is not woven. Here, we've to use a min that no matter, even if you'd weave this min, still it will not be makabel tuma. So if a gami is not a min, that's makabel tuma. This type of a string that was made out of the fibers from a deco, from a palm tree, they use it to tie up a soita. The Tanan we learned, the Yachakach mevi chevela mitzri, afterwards they took the string of mitzri, which is a string made from the palm tree, the koishre lamala midodeh, and they tied it on top of a breast of the soita. So they used this string for the soita. So that's not like the mandiyam before. Like the mandiyama before, we used this type of a string to measure the tchum. But this mandiyama is shel pishta lemedida. Which string did they use for measuring the tchum? They use a string made up from flax. Shel pishta is lemedida. Yeah. And like Rashi says, noitrim arova klupa las tsuri dekel v'hus siv hacht Reb Yosef polagad Rabasi. He dings the chum Rabasi before. Rabasi before says they use this for tchum. And he says, no, you use this string for the soita. And for a tchum, we used a pishtun. The Mishnah says you're measuring your paimam outside the city. Then you come into a ditch. Now, Zot Gemara, mi diktoni choyzel midosoi. Since the Mishnah says a loshen, hoyemoydid v'gilagai, oylegeder mavliyoi, v'choyzel midosoi, you measure it and then come back to your medidom, michlau. Let's say you can't measure the ditch. It's wider than 50 amis. Like we're saying, you measure with a string of 50 amis wide, long. So if one person stands on one side of the ditch and it doesn't reach the other side, it's more than 50 amis away. So the answer is, let him walk leftwards of the city until the place where the ditch becomes narrower and it's not wide 50 amis. That there one person can stand at one side and the other person can stand all the way up on the other side of the ditch, and it's left at 50 yamas across, so they just use this 50 yamas string to measure from one side to the other side. Omav liyoy, and he measures the whole ditch with one string of 50 yamas. In other words, we gain by the deal, you do not have to go down the ditch and then come up again. You don't measure the slope going down or the slope coming up. As long as you can get straight across the ditch within 50 yamas, that's the way you measure it. Now, v'tzayfa keneged midosai, you measure keseda straight up until you'll be able to go straight across into the city. V'chayzer, and then you come back to the place in the city where you were measuring straight across. Now the picture of this is, like Rashi has in the Mishnah here, that the ear itself was on the bottom with the two lines going down. That's considered the city. Now, straight across the city, the ditch is very wide. It's more than 50 yamas wide. You can't measure it straight across. So you make a left turn and go all the way down to the corner, where there you could put the string straight across. It's only 50 yamas. But now, how do you come back again to continue your measuring straight across the city? You have to first go up again like another 50 yamas. Like go 100 yamas up on this left side. Then make a right turn, like we have there at Saifa. Come back to the place where you were before, where you're measuring connected the city. So that's now 100 amas further where you were before from measuring the city. So that's, you have this kula, you could go away, and then chayzer l'midasei. Then you have to walk back to the same place where you were counting from before. So the Gemara here, tanina loho, the Tana Rabbanan. I'll bring you right to this, like we learned in the Braisa. The Tana Rabbanan says in the Tesefta, a person was measuring outside the city to the tchum. And while he was measuring, all of a sudden came a ditch deep down and then wide across. Again, if this ditch is not wider than 50 amis, so you can go look cooler here and have one person stand on one side, the other person on the other side, and stretch the string straight across. And you measure 50 yamas straight across as if the ground is flat, straight. The yimlav, let's say the ditch is wider than 50 yamas, you can't go straight across. You have to use a 50 yamas string, and here you have to go down and then up again. Is hoylech lemokim shiocholav liyoy. You're allowed to walk on the side of the city if over there the ditch becomes narrower. And over there you'll measure straight across the ditch, 50 yamas. And you measure it at 50 yamas the string, and then you go further off, so that today you could look straight across to get into the city, the same place where you were before measuring across, and then you go back and measure it, continue on measuring your alpayim mama. Mama is like the picture you have here in Rashi, in the Mishnah, that when you make a left turn and go to the left corner, from there you can measure straight across to get over the ditch. And then you go another 50 yamas further up, and then you make a right turn, that's with Saifa, you look back, and continue on the same place where you were before, measuring across the city, the Alpayim Amma. Vaitos at the Braisa. Im hoya gai mukam. Let's say the ditch was mukam, was curvy. Curvy, Rashi second shot means that it goes on two sides, like an L shape around the city. It goes all the way to the north side of the city, and then it goes down the east side of the city. It's mukam. On two sides of the city, the ditch is going all around. Is the chiddush is now even though on one side of the city, it's narrower. You could go across it with one string, but since on your side where you want to measure it, there it's wider. You can't get across with one string of 50 amis. It's no good. You can't measure on your side with the measurements of the other side. You have to measure each side by itself. So what's the halacha taka if you can't get across the ditch? The ditch is wider than 50 yamas all along that side of the city. What's the eitzah now? Is mekader v'oile, mekader v'yorit. You have to measure going down the slope, and then you have to measure going up again. But how do you measure? Not a regular measurement. No, with this kula in the Mishnah of mekadrin. Like we had before, that one person, you measure with a string of dalad amas long, and one person holds the string connected his lathe, and the other person holds the string, the top person holds it near his leg. And the bottom person doesn't put it near his leg, but he has a right to pick it up near his heart. So you gain, every 4 amis, the height of half a person. So Trashi. Rashi, in the middle of Rashi, with the Sef Toch Yassinim, Yemhoye Gai Ma'ukam, This guy, this ditch was going around the city. All along the Marav, the west side of the city, you can't make it within 50 yamas. The ditch is always wider than 50 yamas. No beruach marovis, the ad shu misakim lusof, until it comes to the north side. There it becomes this less than 50 yamas across. Oisei avlo eino moyelis lemidas chum marav umekadav yirlum. For the marav side, since there you can't go across within 50 yamis, you can't use the other side. You have to do the eights of measuring down the slope and then coming up again. What about lekoisel? Hegia lekoisel. Again, you're measuring outside the city 2,000 yamis and you come across a wall. Now this wall, again, like Rashi before said, means a wall of avonim, stones, that the stones cave down, and now it's like a little mountain, and you could walk up and walk down the mountain. How do you measure it? Is ein omrim, we don't say, yikaiv ha-kaisel, you have to not drill a hole through this wall to measure straight through it, elo aimdoi. V'hoilachloi, so you can make an estimate. You have a kulev, you have a kaisel, this wall, made out of bricks, this wall that caved in, you have a pile of bricks, so you can make an estimate how wide it is, and just estimate it across. You don't have to measure the wall itself. For the Gemara, Stira of Yonan Tanan Mavliyoi V'Chayzele Midosai. And now in Mishnah it says, Hoyimoydet V'Giyel Agai Oilegeder. It says, Klo, you come to a wall, is Mavliya. Mavliya means you have to take your string of 50 yamis and go straight across it. How do you get across the hill? The Teretz is, they say is, that you have one person standing on the bottom of the side, and the other person stands on the bottom of the other side, and they both lift up a pole, and the string goes straight across. If it gets within 50 yamas straight across, you can measure it that way. Like all part of the theory is, the Mishnah says that if you have a geder like this wall, you have to mamish measure it with a string of 50 yamas. And here we're saying, if you meet up to a kaisom, you don't have to measure it at all. Just estimate. Make an estimate in your mind how wide you think it is. It's a kula, you could estimate it. So here it's a stira. And for the Gemara, there are two different cases. Hosom nicho tashmishta. Hochola nicho tashmishta. It depends how big this slope is, walking up this hill, made out of these stones. There's a stone wall caved in, that's made like a hill now. One is the slope is not so deep, so it's nicho tashmishta, you could walk it. If you could walk it, then you have to measure it. Mashenkin, here we're talking about where it's so steep, you can't walk it. There, the Rabbanu will make it, you could just count it with an estimate. So Drashi b'denicho tashmishtei. Noyech lihiluch tzas. It's able, you could walk up this slope. Kogoyin mislaki tasor mitrechabo. That this slope, when you walk dal damas long, it first goes up yutfochim. Hosom ketoni mavliyur. There we say you do have to measure it. Im yochol v'imlav mekader. It's if only from one side to the other side is 50 yamis, you measure it with the string. If it's more than 50 yamis wide, then you have to measure the slope going up and going down by being mekader. Hocha, here we said a chiddush that by the kaisel, you don't have to measure it, just make an oimed. Hocha, we're talking about the kaisel zokuf yosimidai. The wall is mamish straight up, zokuf. The chiv on the loichazel hiluch. Since people b'chal can walk on it, and goiva shipua oila lemidas atchum. The goiva shipua. We don't measure b'chalal the slope going up and going down. It doesn't go into the midas atchum at all. Therefore, you have a right to measure it just with an estimate. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel loishon velo shein chut hamishkolos yored kinegdoi. That when do we have this kula? If we say the chut hamishkolos, that means when you want to measure, when the people are building, they want to make sword straight, so the person on the top floor sends down the string, and they see exactly how straight the string is. That's called the chut hamishkolos. The string that has the weight that you throw it down to see how straight it is. So when you throw it down, it doesn't go kinegda, means, in other words, the slope is a nice slope that people could walk up this hill. So drashi l'shonu, the mekader, when does the Mishnah say if you reach a mountain and it's wider than 50 amis, that you have to measure the slope going up and the slope going down? And we said, what does the end of the Mishnah say? Shemati shemekadrim b'horim. You could have this kula be mekader, means the way you measure it is, you take a string of dal damas long, and you have one person holding it by his lave, and the other person up holds it by his foot. When do we say you have to measure it though? So drash l'shon of the mekader ela de nicha tashmishtei, that this hill, a kopon of people could walk it up. You could walk it. Shemukin kokach, it's so slanty, in other words, it goes up, that means when the people that build use the string to measure the length, the height of it, Eitzel Svasoi, by the Svas, by the end of the mountain, Via Red is Liankoi. And it goes down to the deep, or this, let's say we're talking about now a ditch. You're turning at the Svas, at the rim of the ditch, and you throw the string down, and it goes down, Minakeves Pishipua, it hits like the slant. Umakeves Hamodra Milerid. And it's so, the slant is like so big that it doesn't let the string go down kenegdoi. Elamarchikoi milmata. No, it goes further out. In other words, it depends how steep it is. If it's steep, go straight down. Let's say you have a ditch. You're on top of the ditch. So if it's a straight, steep, down ditch, so then when you put a string, it goes down. It goes straight down. It doesn't move on the side. But if it's a nice slope that you can even walk down, then when you send the string down, the string doesn't go straight down. The string goes to the side. That's called Nichatash Mishte. Now, Kineged, Zakrashi says, what does Kineged mean? You're a Kinegdoi. Mashma Mechuvin. If it doesn't go further away than Dal Damis, that's considered it's going connected. It's very steep, and you don't measure it. If from your standing on top, from down, the Mishkolis goes out Dal Damis, that's called already it's too steep. Then you don't have this. Then you don't have to be Mekader. Yeah, so again. So Shmuel is saying, Leishonu, when do we have this din, that if you have a ditch, and it's wider than 50 yamis, that we say the Mishnah, you have to measure, Bebi Mekadrin, you have to measure the slope down, and the slope coming up, that's where it's walkable. Where you could walk down the slope. That's the Loshon Eloshein, Chut HaMishkolish Yorik Kinegdoi. When you put the string from the top going down, it doesn't go straight down, it's not that steep, but it goes out, it moves out more than Dal Damis. So let's say it's only like 10 tefachim high, and then it moves out Dal Damis wide. So that's called the slope that's still walkable. Then you have to measure the slope going down and the slope coming up. But in the case that Chut HaMishkol is Yorik Kinegdoi, but if it's so steep on top that when you put the string down, the string could go straight down to Chut Mishkol is Yorik Kinegdoi, then the locher is Moididoi Medida Yofim. Then you only have to measure a good Medida. What does that mean, a good medida? That if it's so steep that it's not walkable down and not walkable up, you don't have to measure that part also, at all. You don't measure the slope of the ditch going down and the slope going up. Who then, if you have a mountain that's so high, straight up, and it's hard to walk it, you don't have to measure the slope going up and the slope coming down. Then what do you measure? Just the flat portion. Like if you have a ditch, you go down to the ditch, and there you measure straight across the flat ground straight across. Or then if you have a steep mountain, you go on top of the mountain, and if on top of the mountain there's a straight land, flat land, you measure that flat land. If there's no flat land on top of the mountain, you don't measure the mountain at all. So drashav limho yuchot hamishkolis. Yored kinegdai svosoi zakufa miyot. It's very steep. Shein mis rachekes svas tachti isoi mikineget svas gvoya dal damis. It doesn't move out dal damis the string when it comes down. Izein midas midroine memayet midas atchum. Then we don't use this slope to measure the modron, the slope going down at all. Aide kidur el nichnas latoicha. You don't have to measure it by this eitzer of kidur, but instead you just jump down into the ditch. And you measure just the flat ground of the ditch. Medidi of a regular medidi karka chalok, like a straight piece of ground. Then when you come to the other side, you just climb up again, and then go further and measure your tchum further. But you don't have to measure at all the slope going up, the slope going down. In other words, the kitza. If the slope going down is walkable, then you do have to measure it. You have to measure with the eitzel the kula of mekader. But if it's so steep that you can't walk up or walk down, then you don't have to worry about the slant at all, and you don't measure it at all. So the Gemara v'kama oimkei shogai. How deep down could the guy to the ditch be? Strashi kama oimkei shogai, the name of mavliya kishuroi chenun. So we're saying in Chiddush now, that if the ditch is very deep down, but the width, it's only wide, 50 yamas across, you could be mekel and have one person stand on one side of the ditch, and the other person on the other side of the ditch, and they take the string of 50 yamas and stretch it across. So a mekel as if there's mamash flat ground there. Now, how deep down could the ditch be, and you still say this kula? that will only measure straight across 50 yams. Is Omer Rav Yosef Apayin. It can't be more than 2,000 yams down. If it will be more than 2,000 yams down, then you can't have the skula. So Rashi Alpayin. Abu Yosef Mikan, if it's more than this, Afilu Yochel Avliyoi. Even if you could be Mavliyoi, like it's less than 50 yams across, Einoi Mavliyoi, Elo Mekader. Then you mamish have to measure it down by being Mekader. But you can't be Mekel to go straight across. If it's more than 2,000 amas down, then you can't measure straight across. So the Gemara, Eisve Yabai, correct Abai Akasha, Oy Mekuf, you say a shear of 2,000 amas. Another place we learned, if it's 100 amas deep, you can't go straight across. For Reichiv Nun Mavliya, Mifket, if it's only 100 amas and then it's wide 50, you could do it. Vyim Lav Ein Mavliya. But Mashmur, if it's more than 100 amas deep, then you can't be Mekel to be Mavliya to go straight across. And you're saying the shear is 2,000 amas deep. And the Gemara, who the Yom Kacherim, it's like a true, it's a machlekes, and he goes like the Acherim. The Tanya we learned, Acherim Omrim, other people say, Afilu Omuk Alpayim, even if it's 2,000 amas deep. Vereichiv Nun, but I call upon him on top, from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch, it's only 50 amas, is a locham of Liyoy. You're allowed to be makel a measure, take the string, go straight across, but Mavliyoy it goes straight across. Hanika the army son say Amar Rav Yosef. Afilu Yosef me apayim. No, even if the ditch is more than 2,000 amas deep, still we could be makel and measure straight across if it's only 50 amas across. As the Chura command, who does he go like? To Leika Tanakam, Leika Cher. He doesn't go like either of them. They say a shear of 100 or 2,000, but you're saying even more than 2,000. So do you go like? Have the Gemara, there's no kasha. Hosom shein chotam ishkolis. You're connected. Hey, when the slope is not so steep, so that it's walkable, that the string going down does not go straight down, but it gets pushed aside because it's a little bit this it's not steep. You could walk it down. Then we say if it's more than 2,000 or more than 100, it's no good. Abahocha, we're talking about the chut hamishkolis. You're connected. Here we're talking about it's mamish very steep down. If we take the string and measure it straight down, it goes straight down. Come on, doesn't move away 4 amas. So here we don't have to, we don't care how deep down the ditch is. Still, you go straight across and mavliyir it. So Rashi, Hosom kivan shachut hamishkolos yorid kenegdoi plukta the tanakam of yacherim hilka kivan dechazil hiluch ktsas asdin belechumra. Since you could walk there ktsas, then you go lechumra. Mashenka, where you can't walk at all, then where you can't walk it at all, then no matter how deep down it is, still will mavliyir. As long as on top you can get the string to go straight across within 50 yamis, that's all you have to do. So at the Gemara v'chi'ein chut ha-mishkolish yared kenegdo. That was saying that it's called nicha tashmishti, it's walkable, when the string does not go straight down, but it gets pushed aside. At kama, how much does it have to be pushed aside? Like how steep is it? Omer avini dalet. If the string gets pushed away, dalet amas away from where you're standing. V'chein toni romi by yecheskel dalet. If it gets pushed away, dal damas, that's a right, it's not so steep. It's the slant goes down slowly, so it's walkable. Then we say you have to measure it. And if it's more than 2,000 amas deep, or more than 100 amas deep according to Tanakama, you don't have the cool of going straight across and measuring with only 50 amas, but then you have to measure the slope going down. Shrashi yad kama yisracha kamishkerdus mikinegdoi, dikori lei ein yurid v'nachmedei, that you're saying you can't walk there, and you have to be, that you say, forget, you could walk there, and you have to be machmir, that's the shear of daldams. Like we'll soon see the next Gemara is masked with better. What does it mean, the shear of daldams? So the Gemara, Hegi alahar, if you reach the mountain, is ma'avliyai v'chayzel amidosei. Halacha is, if you reach the mountain, so then again the Mishnah says, just like the ditch, you come back and measure, continue measuring. And the case was, again, where the har kenega, the city, was wider than 50 yamas, but a little bit outside, left of the city, it's less than 50 yamas. So you go out left and go straight across the mountain that there is less than 50 yamas, and then you come back to kenega, the city. Omar Rova, loishonu el bahar hamislaket yud b'toich dalet. This is called walkable, that when you walk dal damis, it only goes up 10 tefachim. That's walkable. Sidrashi, b'mislaket yud b'terch dalet. Habo lilkoit. Kamhu magbiya. You want to know how high does it go? Voilech moitse yutfochim. Goiva koidim shigil ilok daladamis. When just about right before you get to walk in daladamis, you elevated yourself yutfochim. Aber mit tay khamish ke kake khaluke dami o moidit medid de yofa vien kan la yavlov la kidu. It's when do we have our kula that was saying that either you could go straight across it if it's only 50 yamas, or else if it's more than 50 yamas wide, you have the kula to measure b'mekidom, that's only if it's not so walkable. In other words, within walking dal damas long, it only goes up yutvachim. Now that's a little hard to walk it, so there we give these kulas to say that if you could get straight across the ditch or straight across the har in 50 yamas, that's all you have to do. And if you can't do it in 50 yamis, then you have the kula of being mekader, of measuring with this string 4 yamis long, and one person holding it by his heart, and the other person holds it by his foot, you have these kulas.